From NPR News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Shear. At least 30 people are dead and more than 150 wounded after three bombs went off in Baghdad today. The bombs were placed near the German, Egyptian, and Iranian embassies and exploded within minutes of each other. Chunks of debris litter the streets, and the blast wall protecting the front of the Iranian embassy has been demolished. NPR's Jonathan Blakely spoke to us from the site of one of the bombings.
One of the explosions was here in central Baghdad, right at the entrance of the Iranian embassy. The dead and wounded have been taken away, but the scene is still chaotic. Tons of debris in the street. The blast walls surrounding the embassy were pulverized by the explosion. Several vehicles in front of the embassy are barely recognizable, and bodies are still being pulled away from the scene here.
NPR's Jonathan Blakely at the scene of one of the bombings in Baghdad. In South Africa, the white supremacist leader of the Afrikaner resistance movement has been murdered in his home. A top member of the movement is calling the slaying a declaration of war by blacks against whites. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports President Jacob Zuma is condemning the killing of Eugene Terreblanche and urging people to remain calm.
It may prove to be a criminal act over unpaid wages, but the killing of Eugene Terreblanche is likely to become political, prompting questions about racial tolerance. The archetypal white South African supremacist was allegedly bludgeoned to death by his own farm workers in his own bed. Two men have been charged by the police. Flamboyant white-haired Terreblanche was a throwback to the apartheid era, who believed black South Africans should not be allowed to vote and that whites deserved their own homeland. His murder comes at a sensitive moment after a court ruling outlawed as hate speech the anti-apartheid song Kill the Boer, Kill the Farmer, which was a rallying cry against white minority rule. The move has rekindled a fiery debate over race in South Africa. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abuja.
Pope Benedict's personal preacher is apologizing to Jews for remarks he gave during a Good Friday homily. Father Raniero Cantalamessa had said criticizing Benedict's handling of the clergy sex abuse scandal was like anti-Semitism. His remarks touched off a storm of denunciation. Today, Cantalamessa said he didn't mean to offend Jews or abuse victims. The Vatican had said the preacher's remarks didn't represent the official view of the Holy See. A Vatican spokesman says Benedict didn't know what Cantalamessa was going to say until the homily began. Thousands of anti-government protesters are filling the streets of Thailand's capital. They say they won't leave until the country's prime minister quits and new elections are called. The protesters, who have been thronging Bangkok for weeks, believe the current government is illegal. Many support ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who the Thai military forced out in a bloodless coup. He was later convicted of corruption. This is NPR News. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens says he will decide soon on the timing of his retirement. Stevens turns 90 later this month. He's the oldest current justice and is closing in on the record as the oldest sitting justice ever on the High Court. As NPR's Craig Windham reports, Stevens says he expects to step down while President Obama is still in office.
If that happens, the president is considered likely to nominate a successor who would maintain the court's current ideological balance. The High Court is often split on major cases. Stevens has served as leader of the court's liberal wing for more than a decade now, but he has been able at times to find common ground with more moderate colleagues, such as Justice Anthony Kennedy. Stevens told The Washington Post and New York Times he still loves his job, and deciding whether to leave is very difficult, but he adds he wants to decide in a way that's best for the court, and that includes giving the president and the Senate plenty of time to fill the vacancy. Stevens is the oldest current justice and is closing in on the record as the oldest sitting justice ever on the U.S. Supreme Court. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The Duke Blue Devils are moving on to the national championship in men's Division I college basketball. Nolan Smith, the Duke guard who scored 19 points in last night's game against West Virginia, says the Blue Devils played about as well as they could.
We definitely came out and played a very complete game. You know, the team was ready. We knew it was going to be a 40-minute war. And, you know, everybody played a great game. And you know, the main thing now is, you know, get on to the next play.
Duke will face Butler for the championship tomorrow night. A coal-carrying ship grounded on Australia's Great Barrier Reef is leaking oil and could break apart. The ship ran aground late yesterday on Douglas Shoals. Rebecca Shear, NPR News, Washington.